It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gov, how are you, sir?
I'm great. It's good to hear your voices. I'm so ready. We're back in football season.
Dude, it feels real now that you are on here to do some picks. I'm going to start, though, off the field, though, or off the football field.
Yep.
I know what a sports fan you are. How fired up are you for Francis Tiafoe?
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, like, so you know, first of all, the fact that we're going to have an American in the finals no matter what is pretty extraordinary. And it is literally, it's been decades since that's been the case. And the fact that one of those Americans could be one of ours, could be a Marylander. I mean, and you know, for folks who don't know the story of Francis Tiafoe, man, I mean, it is so beyond inspirational. You know, a guy whose father was working at the university and who would go to work with his father and just started picking up a tennis racket as a way of just passing time and is now on the cusp of becoming a U.S. Open champion. I mean, and he's just the nicest guy. I know you all, I believe you all have had a chance to meet him. He is just the nicest guy. He remembers where he came from. And so I hope he hears all the way in New York us cheering for him in down here in Maryland. But I feel really good about what he's going to be able to do.
Yeah, man. Something tells me should he make the final that I might see Wes Moore in that player's box. But we'll wait for that.
Yeah, I might be a ball boy. I might be running across and picking up balls for him.
It was pretty funny, actually, watching last night. They had the, like, a moth. I don't know if you were watching at that point, but a moth flew through, and the ball boys had quite a tough time.
They sure did.
Yeah, they really did. Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. All right, so let's get down to it. Last year, you killed it, Gov. You were really, really good. Here's the deal for folks that haven't listened to it. We give you 5 games every week. And you let us know what the right side is. Are you ready to rock, Gov?
I'm so ready. I've been literally waiting this entire off season to get ready for what we have right now. This is the best time of the year. You know what I mean? Like, it starts getting a little chillier. The leaves are going to start changing soon, and we got football every Saturday. Got college every Sunday and Monday and Thursday. You got pro. So this is a good time of the year.
Dude, I totally agree. I totally agree. All right, we kick it off with week 1, the NFL opener. Your Ravens, this is a tough game, traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough game. And listen, I've always been of the belief that, you know, in order to be the king, you need to beat the kings. And that has been the Chiefs. The Chiefs have just been the riddle that the entire NFL has not been able to figure out for these past years, and specifically with Patrick Mahomes. The thing I know about the Chiefs, though, is this, is they're always a very good regular season team. They're a very, very, very good postseason team. And that really has been their secret sauce. They know how to turn it on. And honestly, when I think about what's happened in the offseason, there's not many teams in the NFL that got better in a way that the Ravens got better. And specifically in the places that we needed to get better. The Ravens for a long time have just been, you know, we've been almost a running back by committee kind of team. We actually have a full-time standout running back right now. And I got to tell y'all, I mean, I went to training camp. This dude is a horse, man. I really wish any team the best of luck to try to take King. I mean, I'm telling you, King Henry, this dude, if he gets out in the open field, he's fast enough to beat you, but he's big enough to run over you if you get in his way. And so, I mean, I think the Ravens have the most dynamic offense inside the entire AFC right now. I think our defense is still really strong. I think Kyle Hamilton's going to compete for Defensive Player of the Year. I think he legitimately is that good. And so I do think that we go into Arrowhead and we pull off a W this week.
Wow. All right. I like it. Let's go to Friday night in Brazil, Packers-Eagles.
Yeah, this one's a complicated one for me, man, because I'm going to go with the Eagles, but – I mean, there's a whole big part of me that's saying, don't do that. And here's why. I know everyone's talking about how the Eagles got better during the offseason, and I think that is true, right? I think they did get better during the offseason. Do you know where they didn't get better at? Is coaching. And let's be clear. What happened to the Eagles the last half of the season was not that the players got hurt. It wasn't that there were roster moves. They gave up on the coach. And I just have a difficult time seeing how, listen, you can make the roster better. You can add a player here. They lost a huge, huge player in Kelce. So, like, you know, so, but the thing that did not change was the coaching. And that is the biggest question mark that I think the Eagles had going into the end of last year. So I'm going to go with the Eagles because I just do think they have enough talent to beat the Packers, even though I do think the Packers have a pretty special player in Love and I think have the potential of being a really good team in the NFC. But I don't know, man. I mean, like, I still have a real problem with the way that the players just gave up on the coach at the end of the year and to think that they're somehow going to turn that around as easy as people think.
I completely agree and have been down on the Eagles all summer because of that. I'm moving fast just because I want to make sure we get all our picks in. Commanders, Bucks. Jaden Daniels kicks off the season in Tampa, 4:25 start. Should be pretty interesting. What do you think of?
You know, I think one of the best things I heard about Daniels, in fact, when I saw you down there at training camp, on the first day of training camp, not to mention.
That's right.
It was the first day. And I ain't seen nobody else from other jurisdictions there, but I'm going to leave that alone. you know, one of the things they said about Daniels was he's the first one to show up and he's the last one to leave. I'm a big work ethic guy. You tell me, when people say who's going to win something, and I don't care if you're talking about a game, a match, a campaign, whatever, my answer always becomes who's working the hardest, who wants it more. And this dude really seems like he wants it. I still think there's still a lot of holes. I think they got a couple of big pickups. I think that, you know, their running game is going to be better. It seems like their secondary potentially could be a little bit better. I think Wagner was a good pickup. And so I'm going to go with the Commanders on this one, on week one. But I think this week one is going to be very, very telling, and specifically about the offensive line. I think one of the biggest problems the Commanders have always had was being able to protect the quarterback. I think there have been some moves to get a better offensive line and make sure that Daniels is protected. But if they do not fix that problem, I don't care if you put Eli Manning back there. You're not going to have a winning franchise. You have got to get that offensive line fixed up. But I'm going with the Commanders.
I love it. I can't wait for this weekend. Two prime times, Niners versus Jets and Rams versus Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I know everyone's excited to see Aaron Rodgers and see if he can go, you know, past five plays. The thing I'm curious to see actually with the Jets actually is not about Aaron Rodgers. It's really about their defense. They really didn't do a whole lot to improve their defense over the offseason, which was actually a little confusing to me because I thought they would have put a greater focus on getting a stronger defense that could have frankly given Rodgers a bit more time actually on the field. But, and also I think that the 49ers are still just, you know, they are still that team in the NFC. They can beat you a whole lot of different ways, not to mention the fact that their defense is still really, really strong. So I think Vegas has it like at 49, something like, you know, -5 but 5 points. I have a feeling that the spread is going to be bigger than that. And I think the Niners pull off a win on this.
And then Rams Lions.
Yeah, I'm going with the Lions on this one. Okay. I think the Rams are a strong team. I haven't lost watching what I saw in the playoffs. The Lions just look damn good. And frankly, I still in my heart believe that I didn't just want it, but I think the whole country wanted Detroit versus Baltimore in the Super Bowl. You know, I'll leave that for what it is. And you know, maybe we'll get a chance to see that again this year. But these Lions, man, they really impressed me during the playoffs in particular. And so despite the fact that I know the Rams, you know, they got studs, right? They got Cooper Kupp. They got Puka. They got some real players.
Sure.
Yet at the same time, I just think that the Lions are a really complete team. I really like their coaching staff, and I think, you know, particularly when you're going to new seasons, who your coaching staff is, I think it really does matter. And I think there's a real chance for Williams to really be a sleeper as one of the best running backs in the league this year. So, you know, I think this will be a tight game. This is actually one of the better games of week one, because you just have two really good teams going at each other. In addition to, I think, the Chiefs and the Ravens. But I think the Lions pull this one off.
Gov, thank you for the time, man. We always appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you next week. I got Ravens, Commanders, Lions, Niners, Eagles.
Let's go. I'm hoping to call you from the winner's circle next week.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time, man. Sincerely.
All right. I'll talk to you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.